News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, girls as young as 10 are using expensive skincare products in a bid to keep up with the latest trend, which apparently is something to do with getting dolphin skin. I hadn't heard of it until today. But can the popularity of online fads end up damaging kids' skins? We're joined by Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Katrina, first of all, what dolphin skin, where does this come from?
Oh, listen, Shane, every week it's a different type of skin, glass skin, dolphin skin. It's all to do with looking really glowy and having that super hydrated looking skin. And again, it's TikTok. It's trends.
Young kids not have that naturally?
They absolutely do. They're the most beautiful skin. And it's even younger than 10. I have mums messaging me the whole time through our social media platforms asking what to do about their kids, because the problem is here. I think most parents think it's absolutely bonkers that their daughters are trying to put on 10 steps of products. But they don't want them to be left out of the group. You know, they don't want, to have their child be the only person not doing this sort of thing. It can damage the skin. Absolutely. You know, its skincare lines have really, targeted this vulnerable population, the really impressionable kids who are on TikTok and they're trying to be cool and follow different trends. So very clever marketing. You know, there's certain skincare lines that really do it, and it's using child or teen influencers to do it. But what I think is more concerning than, you know, obviously they can over congest their skin and give themselves acne, or they can use actives and irritate their skin as well. But the more concerning thing for me is this focus on beauty. At such a young age, they're so impressionable and already they're trying to look as beautiful as they can. And this focus on their skin and the way they look, That's the dangerous bit of the trajectory for me.
Is there a big element of monkey see, monkey do about this? I mean, they're watching their parents obsess about looks, obsess about skincare, obsess about plastic surgery and all these other things. Are they not just learning it from us?
No, you know what? There's an element of that, but a lot of the moms who are watching their kids do this are, you know, barely looking at themselves in the mirror. They're busy moms. It's not that they're sitting down and encouraging their kids to do it. There is obviously an element of that. I'm sure there's some moms who do. No, I think the big thing, Shane, is yes, the monkey see, but the monkey see is happening on TikTok, YouTube. They're watching these teenagers who seem very cool, showing them how to put 10 steps of whatever skincare line it is on. And then their friends in school, they go in and, like, you know, this is often, you know, the birthday presents they give each other when they go to each other's birthday parties. They're asking for it for Christmas. And these skincare lines are very expensive. So it's putting huge pressure financially on, you know, the parents that are trying to keep up with this too.
And again, I know this is easier said than done. And I'm conscious I've been this soldier. But do parents not need to parent and just say no?
Absolutely. And I think it's an opportunity for all of us to turn it around. Like, if we can tell our, if we can turn this into the cool things to do are wash your face in the morning and evening with a very gentle cleanser and wear sunblock every day, it will be great. And I do think it needs to come from us. And it needs to be, I think, part of the curriculum now. You know, just, you know, what do you need to do for your skin? Nothing, you know, until you have a skincare condition apart from sunblock. And you know, the onus is on us as parents, but as dermatologists, as doctors, as educators, to quash this, because it's really, really dangerous for our young girls, and especially this awful focus on their beauty.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.